This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Swiss Minister Ignazio Cassis meet. Swiss Minister pledges support for development and climate resilience in Nepal. Bodies of four killed in Bhojpur murder case sent to Dharan for forensic examination. And at least 78 people confirmed dead in central Texas and another 41 missing following flash floods on Friday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a courtesy meeting with Switzerland's Federal Foreign Minister Ignazio Daniel Giovanni Cassis at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwartad today. During the meeting, discussions focused on strengthening the friendly relations between the two countries and continuing cooperation in development sectors. Minister Cassis affirmed Switzerland's ongoing support for Nepal's development, federalism strengthening, transitional justice, climate change and disaster risk management. Prime Minister Oli noted that despite Nepal's history of prolonged unstable politics, the current government, formed through the collaboration of two major political parties, was committed to development, good governance and safeguarding the democratic system, leading to gradual improvements in the country's situation. He expressed gratitude for the continuous support provided by Swiss government for Nepal's development. The meeting was attended by Switzerland's ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Daniel Moili, along with the officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and other dignitaries. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey left for France today to attend the 47th session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. Minister Pandey will present a proposal to include Tilaurakot, the historical place of Kapilvastu, in the list of World Heritage Site in the session scheduled in Paris, according to the Tourism Ministry. Secretary of the Tourism Ministry, Hari Prasad Mainali, and other high-ranking officials bid farewell to Minister Pandey at Trivandrum International Airport. The visit can be successful if it is able to give international recognition to Tilaurakot. The World Heritage Committee has 21 member countries, including India, Qatar, Japan, and Korea, among others from Asia. A majority vote is required to approve any new inscription. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously approved all three proposed Supreme Court justices and a member at Judicial Council for appointment. Today's meeting of the committee endorsed proposed Senior Advocate Meghraj Pokhrel, Chief Judge of High Court Janakpur, Srikanta Paudel, and Chief Judge of the High Court Dipayal, Santi Singh Thapa, for their appointments as Supreme Court Justices. Similarly, the committee also approved Mahesh Kumar Nepal for his appointment as a member of the Judicial Council. Meanwhile, the committee had suggested Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, to make the appointment at judiciary and constitutional bodies inclusive. In response, Minister Chaurasia expressed commitment to implement the suggestions of the lawmakers. The bodies of four people who were gruesomely murdered in Ramprasad Rai Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 of Bhojpur District, have been sent to BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences Dharan for forensic examination. The bodies that were brought to the district hospital from the place where they were murdered on Sunday have been sent to Dharan in the absence of equipment for forensic examination at the local health facility. 30-year-old Rajendra Rai of Bhojpur Municipality Ward No. 2 killed his wife, 16-year-old Manisha Giri, father-in-law Bail Bahadur Giri, mother-in-law Manju Giri, and brother-in-law Sapan Giri. The accused is undergoing treatment in Dharan. Rajendra Rai murdered four members of the family using a sharp-edged weapon Saturday night. Taplejung's Dangdange's waterfall, located in the Sidingba rural municipality, remains largely undiscovered despite its stunning natural beauty. Named for its rhythmic sound resembling musical beats, the waterfall captivates visitors with its serene charm. The local government is enhancing access with stone pathways and planning homestays to boost tourism. Located near the border of wards number 5 and 6, it's reachable in about 3 hours from the Phungling Bazaar. With promotion, this gem could sign as a key district attraction. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international update. At least 78 people have been confirmed dead in central Texas and another 41 are missing following flash floods on Friday. 68 of the fatalities, including 28 children, occurred in the Kier County, where a Riverside Christian girls' camp was deluged. 10 girls and a counselor from the camp missing are still missing. Officials say the death toll is certain to rise. More storms are expected in the next 24 to 48 hours in the region, which could hamper rescue teams who are already facing venomous snakes as they shift through mud and debris. 3 days after the inundation, one of the largest search and rescue efforts in recent Texas history was shifting towards a recovery operation. Of those recovered in Kier County, 18 adults and 10 children have yet to be formally identified. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said on Sunday that authorities would stop at nothing to ensure every missing person is found. After 21 months of war, there are growing hopes of a new Gaza ceasefire announcement as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today. Trump previously told reporters he had been very firm with Netanyahu about ending the conflict and that he thought they will have a deal this week. The veteran Israeli Prime Minister said before boarding his plane that they were working to achieve the deal that has been discussed. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas on a U.S.-sponsored proposal for a 60-day ceasefire and hostage release deal resumed in Qatar on Sunday evening. However, it is unclear whether key differences that have consistently held up an agreement can be overcome. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy across the country with light to moderate rain and thunderstorms likely to occur in hilly and mountainous areas of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudar Paschim provinces. Also, there are chances of light to moderate snowfall in high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Swiss Minister Ignazio Cassis meet. Swiss Minister pledges support for development and climate resilience in Nepal. Bodies of the four killed in Bhojpur murder case sent to Dharan for forensic examination. And at least 78 people confirmed dead in central Texas and another 41 missing following flash floods on Friday. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.